Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us on yet another wonderful baseball night last night. Boy, did they just kick their ass. They just kicked Corbin Burns and Arrigetti, okay? Listen, and nothing against the boys in the afternoon, but I was listening to Joel and Jeremy, and they've just totally dismissed Arrigetti in the postseason. I mean,
not as a starter, just in general?
No, in general, just out. And I don't know how you can, the way that so dude has, I know he went through his rough stretch, but he's a rookie, right? I mean, of course a rookie's going to hit a rough stretch, but is there nothing about this dude that, I mean, and I'm not just saying it because of last night, but what about the 13 strikeouts? What about the 12 strikeouts? He seems to have turned a corner. I mean, yeah, he had a little bit of a rough outing, but you know that's going to happen. He's a rookie. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a rough outing here and there. But that arm, he's got a whip. And boy, oh boy, he has just been, of late, he has been pretty damn good. He's got a 2.55 this month with how many strikeouts? He's got 36 strikeouts and 6 walks. That's pretty good, 6 yeah. to 1. It last month was 5.33, okay, 5.06 before that. I mean, he's had his rough stretches here. But this stretch that he's on now, he has shown signs, even in his rough stretches, of coming up. But now he's getting a lot more consistent. He had the one rough outing against the White Sox with the loss, 5-4 loss that they had. He pitched 5 2/3, gave up 4 earned runs. But before that, 12 strikeouts, 13 strikeouts last night, 6 against this boy. Now, okay, the White Sox lineup, for whatever reason, the White Sox lineup kicked his ass in Baltimore, who's the best young team in baseball. He just shut them down. 94 pitches. He looked really, really good last night. Mm-hmm. He outpitched Corbin Burns.
I still think he's going to be.
Corbin Burns is one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah, he is. All-star starter. I still think he's going to be a
well, he's a reliever.
He's going to be a reliever.
Reliever in the postseason. But I wouldn't dismiss him from the postseason roster. No. I mean, you can't. Now, he's been a starter. Blanco has been a reliever. So whether or not, you know, there might be some fear. I mean, even I just thinking about A.J. Hinch. Well, we can't bring Gerrit Cole in with people on base because he's never done that. Like, Gerrit Cole's never pitched with men on base. But, well, we couldn't do that. And we really don't want to start it. I don't know. We can't use Gerrit Cole. What? I mean, so dumb.
Well, he was
if you
bring
got
him in.
If
he...
you got a live arm, if you're good, I mean, throw him
well,
in.
Well, they put him in a – I mean, he was warming up. I think there was a time he would have potentially come in the game. But, you know, no matter what they said, I mean, he was in the bullpen warming up in that game 7.
He was sitting in the bullpen.
No, Gerrit Cole got up at one point.
Well, and then why didn't you bring him in?
Well, you gave the reason why. Well, it was not
yeah,
a great
he said,
one.
Oh, no, we
That's
can't bring him
said.
In with men on base.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest
Let's
crap
rank
I've ever heard.
Let's rank them. The slowly I turns, the triggering things for okay. John. Let's rank them.
Okay.
Tank at guard.
Tank at guard.
8 outs away in yeah. the Gerrit Cole decision. Yep. basketball players celebrating dunks.
No, ESPN making it number one.
Okay.
Number one, a dunk by an NBA player is number one on our greatest playlist.
So that's the three things we hear quite a bit from you. That
Megan Rapinoe.
Well, yes.
I like Megan Rapinoe.
No, you don't.
Purple hair. She says she might be from LSU. I don't know. You don't know.
Well, you called her Rapping Ho for a while, so it feels like you weren't that big of a fan.
That's the French pronunciation.
No, it's not. Okay, let's remove Megan Rapinoe because apparently you love her now. Let's remove her. Your top three. Let's rank your top three things that infuriate you.
Oh, AJ, because that was the biggest. Tank.
See? Gosh. See?
Nah, it's got to be AJ. That never leaves.
AJ, not bringing in Cole for all of those reasons. All of those stupid reasons.
Okay, so that's one. What's two?
Tank is two.
And then the ESPN thing is just something you walk into in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, really? Another dunk? Top plays of the day. A dunk by an NBA player.
Are we missing one? Something. That he always leans into.
Yeah, but I feel like we're missing something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those are the three that popped into my head.
Yeah.
So.
Well, okay. Let's list your threes.
I don't have any.
Oh, yeah, you do. I'm very calm. Every time Harry Douglas comes on.
Ooh. Well, I don't mention it on the air.
No, you don't mention it, but you mention it. You're always.
He just put something off the air on the air again.
Well, he did that yesterday, too.
He doesn't like Harry Douglas. That's all right. He said it before on the air.
You have?
But yeah. He doesn't like Harry Douglas.
But then, if I explain why, it gets a little aggressive. So I don't want to get into it.
Well, you can not like Harry Douglas.
It's fine.
I don't like Skip Bayless. That's aggressive.
But mine's a little differently in terms of my aggressiveness. But you also reveal things on air that people don't like.
You do that more than anyone.
Not more than anyone. Not private things.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Not sending someone
several times.
About what?
Do you want to go into it?
Sure. It's not my private thing.
How many times have I had to look at you and go, what the hell?
Today?
Yeah, not today.
When's the last time that happened? Since I've been back? Has that happened?
Several times.
Has that happened?
Let's move on.
What's he talking about?
Example, like, what? When did he do that?
I don't want to talk about it because he's bringing up the stuff that he shouldn't.
How long ago did that happen? When's the last time that happened?
I don't even know what this even is.
Well, what does that have to do with? By the way, yesterday, I didn't even say it.
I'm just telling you the fallout. That's all.
Well, I understand the fallout, but I didn't.
No one's going to know. Right. Well, my text messages were jokes, obviously.
Yes. But I got the text from the person involved. It's whatever. So that's your top three. But going back to not disrespecting the afternoon guys, what's Arrigetti's role then?
Arrigetti's going to come out of the pen.
Well, we have another high leverage guy joining the team. Hector Neris is back.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. Hector Neris came back. Great.
So
they're going to use him.
No, I know they're going to use him. I mean, they're going to use him.
He'll get in more games like than Arrigetti will.
We just got Ben Gamel. We used him. He did pretty good.
He had two hits. Yeah. They got beat by our minor league lineup again.
We
got beat like, oh, there's Whitcomb with a RBI and Gamel with two RBIs. Like, what?
Like,
who are these people?
Gamel and Whitcomb?
You're getting beat by Gamel, Whitcomb, and Hurst or whatever, just some law firm.
We have more guys that weren't on this team before the All-Star break that are making major contributions. You're like, what? First of all, who is – I can't tell the difference between DeCenzo and Whitcomb anymore. I mean,
we closed the game with Caleb Ferguson. Now, it wasn't a save situation.
No, right.
But Caleb was the last pitcher to pitch in a win.
Well, it was safe. It was 6-0.
Yeah.
It was safe. So there is that. But
what do you think of Hector Neris coming back?
Okay. I mean, I don't know.
You need an arm better than Ort.
You keep saying that. Ort has pitched.
Where is Ort?
Ort has pitched well.
Where is Ort?
What do you mean, where is Ort?
Where's Ort?
Oh, you mean you keep saying that just because his name is Ort. You just don't like him because of that.
It's true.
That's the truth. He's actually been pretty good. So let's take a look at Ort. I know it's Ort, and that makes it that much more difficult. But, I don't know if Ort is in there, if you want to know the truth. I don't know King is in there. I'm not sure. Are you a lefty?
He's a lefty, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Maybe King will be. Yeah, King will be. I think King will be. But what about Dubin?
Well.
I mean, we got a lot of guys.
This month,
it would seem, are fighting for.
Ort has a 1.13 ERA.
Because here's the thing. Ort,
with 9 strikeouts and 2 walks.
Yeah, but let's deal with the guys who are. Neris is going to be on a playoff roster. He just took somebody's job. Neris is going to be there, I would imagine. Neris is going to be there.
Well, it depends on how well he pitches.
Well,
let's
yeah.
wait to see how he pitches. We got over a month left. He might pitch like he did with the Cubs.
He might, but more than likely, because they know him and trust him. If Neris is just okay, Neris will be there, and then you'll have Abreu there, and then you'll have Hader, and then you'll have, well, Presley. I presume he'll be there. And so then there's 4 right there. Eric Geddy will be there. Blanco will be there. We're already at 6.
Yeah.
So who else? And then Scott, and it's Taylor Scott.
Taylor Scott's got to be there.
We're already at 7. So yeah. Where are all these? Where's your guys, Caleb Ferguson and Ort?
Well, I don't know about Caleb. I don't think Caleb Ferguson's going to make the postseason. But I do think Blanco deserves to be on the postseason roster, and so does Eric Geddy.
Yeah.
Now, maybe because they're not relievers, they're going to go, no, you know what? We don't want to. We don't. It's too uncomfortable. You know, a guy, I know, so he can only get ready every 5th or 6th day, but he can't possibly warm up and come into a game in a relief role. So, I mean, that's impossible. It's never been done before. So, those are 2 guys that I can't kick Eric Geddy to the curb right now.
No, you would not. You know why? Because he's a strikeout pitcher right now. He can get strikeouts, and he doesn't walk a lot of people. In the numbers that he has over the last month and a half, his strikeouts to walks have been good.
Listen, Caleb Ort is pitching really, really well.
So you think he's on the playoff roster?
Right now? I mean, why would you put Hector Neris on there as opposed to him?
Because they brought back a guy with World Series experience.
Yeah, but he's also had the experience of the last couple of years, too.
They stuck with Montero for a long time. I mean, you know, you never know. It's not Dusty, but it's the same guy who is a bench coach who saw him. I mean, I don't know that Neris is probably not a lock to be on that. He's going to have to prove himself. But if Neris is just average, he's going to be on that roster.
He throws
hard. They know who he is. I think Hector Neris will, but. He has to prove it a little bit.
46 strikeouts, 26 walks this year.
Hector?
Yeah.
That's not great.
No, 3.89. He's got a whip is 1.523.
That's not great.
That's not
great. But we have to see how he pitches for the Astros, because people usually pitch better for the Astros than other teams. If you leave the Astros, you usually fail.
I mean, he was really good here last year with a 1.71. I mean, he was really, really good. So, yeah, they know him. He's the devil you know. There's no question about that. As opposed to what we saw in Chicago. Maybe in back here, he's going to be back to Hector Neris that we really, really liked. Mm-hmm. Maybe. So you're right. He might have taken a job from somebody.
People were really excited about Hector Neris coming back. To me, it was just like, okay. I mean, that's fine. Neris, I don't love the walk to strikeout numbers for him. I like my pitchers to not put people on base.
Yeah,
and he's got it, and that's one of the reasons he has a 1.5 this year. Is his walk numbers are a little bit high, but the Astros win. Eric Geddy looks good. They get, right now you're dealing with. Oh, did you see Alex Bregman is officially a first baseman now? Just like
that.
We talked about yesterday, yeah. Alex Bregman is going to. Ken Rosenthal talked about it, he's going to first base. And he's taking ground balls over there, preparing because, the arm that he slept on wrong, just until it's better, they still have to have him in the lineup. They don't want Yordan in the field. Amazing how quick that changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we like him out in the outfield. Now they're like, we can't.
Not in big outfields. He's no good in big outfield.
No, and he doesn't. Yeah, and so they want him as a DH. And so the best way to do that, I mean, take a Gold Glove third baseman and throw him over there at first. He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine. Now, Caratini is going to get fewer right. games in.
Right.
He's going to get rather fewer have, games in.
Well, the question is do you want, you want Yordan in left field because Yordan's got to be in the lineup, or do you want Caratini behind the plate? I mean.
Well, it's a no-brainer, but Well, I say it's a no-brainer, but yesterday Dell pointed out that at home, Jordan and Jake Meyer's numbers are relatively the same other than home run totals.
Yeah, but did you – well, they're close on that too, I think. Did you – but you see, he's back on the road, so Jordan gets another RBI. He hadn't had a RBI at home. He's back on the road, so there's Jordan knocking in runs,
right?
Which is what he do with his over 1,000 OPS on the road.
And the Mariners' disaster
and his of Jake Meyer's OPS home.
The Mariners did not play last night, but they do not have the same manager, Scott Service, one of the crankiest, meanest managers in the league, at least as it pertains to the way he treats our lovable Houston Astros. Scott Service fired.
Yeah.
That slide, that disaster, they thought they were going to cruise in at one point, and now they can't even keep up. Even when the Astros aren't playing well, they can't keep up with them. So, I mean, they're the only team I've ever seen that can lose ground when the Astros lose three in a row. Somehow Seattle found ways to still lose ground. I don't know how they did it. The math doesn't work, but it felt like the Astros could lose three games in a row. The Mariners could lose three games in a row, and then they would lose a game and a half in the standings. I would look up like, how are the Astros gaining ground? I mean, how are they widening out the lead? How is this possible? They just lost to the Red Sox in the series. 2 out of 3. Doesn't matter. Seattle lost everything.
Yeah.
So now Scott Service is gone, and they're cooked. I mean, it's going to take an unbelievable get back from them. They're going to have to play 700 baseball to come back.
Yeah, again, a half a game. Astros picked up last night.
Yeah, that's to even come back into the mix.
Scott Service was such an instigator. I hate to see it for him and his family. I don't know where they are financially. I just hate to see a guy lose his job.
He's going to keep all the money in his paycheck.
Well, you don't know. Well, that is true. But he doesn't have he don't know his future. You're not sure about the future. I hate to see that for somebody. But here's the deal: I don't hate to see him go out of the division. He was an instigator. He just started so much crap. He was a ship starter. There's no question about that. Mm-hmm. He always started crap with the Astros, and he's got to go. Got to go. All right, we got to go right now. 713-780-3776 is the number. A feisty Friday here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's a holiday. It's basically a holiday. It's Dell's last day.
It's not. It's, yeah. What's a holiday for him?
Well,
for
us. Potentially his last day ever here. We don't know.
What?
Well, you don't know. You don't know.
Leave this state.
I may decide. What if you love Florida and you want to stay with Ron DeSantis there? You don't know.
And RJ.
I don't think I'm going to meet Ron DeSantis.
You don't know.
RJ?
No. But you might just love his policies and stay in Florida.
You know how I do know? Because if I sense Ron DeSantis anywhere near me, I'll just go someplace else.
Well, why? Why would you not want to be there?
I don't want to be around any politicians.
Short King.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you don't know. You might.
I just told you I know.
You might say, man, I just like it here. You don't know.
No. God
right
willing.
Now, I know what I like. I like GiveMeTheVIN.com. GiveMeTheVIN.com is where you get your vehicle sold. John Clay Wolf is going to be on tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You need to watch him. Listen to him. It's really funny. It's a really good show, actually. It's been on longer than any other show here on ESPN 97.5, the longest running show in the history of this station. So John Clay Wolf, he does goofy stuff on the show, but he also buys cars on the show. He will take calls from people, and I'm sure he's got his screen up, and the screeners who talk to the people beforehand know what car that they're going to talk about. But right there on the spot, where do you get that kind of service where you call up a radio station and say, how much is this vehicle worth? And dude will come up with it. I mean, it's incredible. It really is. And he stands behind it. He may make some mistakes too, but you know what? You're the beneficiary. I know he made a mistake with me when I sold him Frankie's car. It was beat up, and he bought it anyway, and he bought it for a lot more than anywhere else I could get it. So I love what John Clay Wolf has done for me. You'll love what John Clay Wolf will do for you. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Things JG hates. Tank. The tank thing. AJ Hinch. Dunks. Something about a golf cart. No, it's about cart path only. Yeah. Cart path only is the scourge of man. That might be number one.
That's one.
Kobe's underbite. Yep. I hated that. Oh, he thought,
oh, yeah.
So badass. Yeah, stop it. Yeah, oh, by the way, Kobe would have been 46 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Cloth seats and living outside the loop. That's not art. I mean, oh, there's more. The pours. No. Sitting beyond the fifth row. That's true. Unless it's a suite.
What about ugly sideline reporters?
They're not. Ugly sideline reporters are fine. I don't care about that. It doesn't bother me. I'd rather have an attractive one. But okay, that doesn't really bother me. Anyway, those are some things I hate. Art, thank you for pointing those up. 7137. Are you getting a lot on your timeline about J Lo and Ben Affleck? I mean,
I don't think so. What do I need to see about it?
Well, about. I don't know their divorce. I mean, there's just different stuff on Twitter. That's
cool. I haven't really been.
You haven't been.
I haven't really engaged? Been looking at a lot of timeline stuff lately.
Oh,
I just got word from Josh Pate. He's going to be on at 9 a.m. every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday 9.
Every Wednesday 9 a.m. We'll have Josh Pate from his. I think he's still CBS Sports, by the way. Josh Pate is moving up. He's going to be a – he hosts Late Kick with Josh Pate on his channel on YouTube. You're going to see that. He's at CBS Sports as well. Great college football analyst. So we will have Josh Pate. I haven't seen a lot of J-Lo and Ben Affleck stuff other than they're getting divorced, and I'm just checked out on that. Like, why would they ever get back together? We already knew that was going
to I just hate to see it. It's a Hollywood couple that you just want to see do well.
You and Wendy now.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the two of you since you live?
Well, Joey Votto is now retired.
Well, no,
so he's got
a
lot of
just because you live in California. That it doesn't things don't last in California.
They don't. You're right. And yeah, I'm a little worried about me and Wendy now that we're in California. Yeah. Okay.
You've got to because now she's going to be meeting all these people at these parties. Like, who are all the people that you met at that one party?
Right, and I'm gone a lot. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
You're going to have to worry a little.
I am a little
bit worried
about it.
Would you like us to get some cameras set up around your house?
You what?
Kind of discreetly put some cameras around your house so you can spy?
I got everything around. Okay. I do have cameras all around my house already. I'll see if Joey Votto's coming over, okay? I got a lot of Joey Votto. You
have to watch out for Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah. No, Sugar Ray. I was hanging out with Sugar Ray, not her.
And that's how he gets his way in.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my good friend John Granato.
Huh. He doesn't know who.
So last night I was at a dinner, and the dinner was phenomenal. It was just five of us, but Jason did an incredible job cooking. And I mentioned Carl Lewis, and this guy was a sprinter at Texas A&M. White guy. Ran the 100 and the 200. His dad was a white running back drafted into the NFL in the first round.
What?
And by Arizona, yeah. So, athletic family. Anyway, I mentioned something about Carl Lewis, and he was all excited. And I, texted Carl Lewis about coming on the show. I realized I had Carl's number, and I talked about you, because he did Sports Night Live with you, I'm pretty sure, at some point, didn't he?
Who was it?
Carl Lewis?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, that sounds good. How are you doing? And I told him how I was doing, and I kept talking. And then I sent another text message, and then one more. He never responded back. I think maybe we... At one point, we were going to have Carl Lewis.
Yeah.
And I think at some point, I had had an old fashioned and some wine. And I think at some point, Carl said, I'm just going to, just don't answer back.
And, that's enough.
Yeah.
I've already, yeah.
We've engaged long enough. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah, right.
This is too long. These texts are too long. Didn't read.
Yeah. No. How long did you send? Well, how long was your text?
It's green. Oh. It's green, but you can see here.
That's way too
look
long.
Look how green that is.
Way too long.
See, this is me sending something to him.
Hey, what time?
Look, me sending something to him, and he goes, that works. How have things been?
Oh no!
And
no.
I said,
"How
well,
things I'm, been?"
Yeah, and it well, it's
look
an
how long
question.
That text
you can't ask
message
me
is.
How things have
look
been.
Look how long that text message is.
Look how long it is.
You wrote a story to
oh
Carl Lewis.
Gosh.
Why?
And he didn't even put TL:DR. No,
he
or
went,
semicolon
what
DR.
The, he's oh not, my God! That's
you,
it for this
just
guy.
Just say great.
Block.
I'm lost.
Good. Just
yeah,
say I'm good.
We had Carl Lewis lined up basically, and now we don't.
Use the same strategy. Well, you're not single anymore. But would you, when you're booking a guest or talking to a woman, if yeah they ask a question back, go, it's great, man.
And then leave them.
Yeah,
leave them,
don't and, give them a paragraph.
Exactly.
No, I mean,
exactly. Did you ever see the movie Swingers, Del?
Yes, I've seen it.
So when Mikey calls that girl that he meets, he's like finally meets a girl that he likes. And the whole movie's about how he broke up with a girl and he's all upset and disappointed. It seeps into every part of his life. His friends get sick of hearing about it. He meets a girl in a bar, and then he gets her number, and instead of waiting, he calls her that night. Hey, I really yeah enjoyed me. And he calls,
so
and
calls.
And he says something at the end. He's like, oh, that was terrible. So he calls again, and he ends up, oh, that's what
the
felt
most
like
uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable.
Carl Lewis treated you like girls in EA College Football treat you if you are too aggressive
yeah
with the tweets.
Yeah.
Like if you're playing Road to Glory as a player.
Because it's real.
Stop it. Stop. That's too much. It's
because
too
it's
much
real. Yeah.
Wasn't that that was the line? He goes, "If she orders a Merlot, I'm out of here." They were going to some dinner with a girl, and she was going to order. If she orders a Merlot, I'm out of here.
Well, and then also, he started showing me Rich. Jason started showing me a Rich Eisen clip where he was getting after Yankee. He's a Yankee fan. He's getting after the Yankees for complaining about the wind tunnel that. Remember how they said Aaron Judge had 106 exit velo
yeah
and his wasn't a home run, but Alex Bregman's was 91 and his
right,
was a
right
home run. And they were complaining. He said, guys, baseball's catch the ball, hit the ball, throw the ball. The Astros are just doing it better than you are. And he went on this, and it's Jason's one of his favorite things is where Rich – frustrated Yankee fan is basically telling the Astros are just good.
Yeah.
They play baseball.
What a,
and so I took a picture and sent it to Rich Eisen saying, hey, we're watching this. Nothing back.
Well, did you send him?
Everyone's leaving me on red now.
Did you?
Ryan Poles won't respond anymore. The GM of the – I think I'm sending too many texts.
Have you seen the young girl Yankee fan that's going around? Have you seen this?
No.
It's a video where she's freaking out about, oh, the Astros are back. Oh, you know what I don't want to hear, Yankees? All of our injuries. You know how many injuries the Astros have? And you know where they are? They're in first place by 5 games. You know what? The
Why
Astros
do we
are,
have this video
the
Ast- audio?
The Astros were 10 games back, and now they're 5 games.
Where's our audio?
It's Oh, it you, you can – I mean, it's a little bit long.
No, but have we not had it on the
air? We haven't had it on the air.
No.
No, but it's making the rounds right now. This girl that's freaking out. It's too long. It's too Yankee. It's actually we are so in the Yankees' head. We are so in the Yankees' head. They've got no chance. And the Orioles had no chance last night. But you know, I mean, we didn't even talk about this yesterday. But DeSean is down again. We will talk about that on the other side.
But we don't get any more of their picks, do we?
No. We should get more.
I think we're out of
for picks. All he's done for them. For all he's done, we should get more picks, but we're not right now.
I think we're out of picks for DeSean, which is
that's
now I just have to not care, generally speaking.
Right.
Before I cared a lot because I wanted him to be bad or out or whatever, so we got good draft picks. Now it's like, thank God we got rid of DeSean Watson.
You know what I'm glad that we do have, though? Kent Jones. First-time homebuyers, stop renting. Call Kent. Get in on equity wealth, okay? You don't know. You don't know that you can't buy a house. You say, well, I just can't. You're making someone else wealthy as opposed to yourself, as opposed to building your own wealth by getting equity in your home, all right? And that is where you start to build wealth. If you're you're just throwing money away with rent. You can be a first-time buyer. Are you kidding me? The government is bending over backwards for first-time buyers. So they've got a lot of stuff, a lot of incentives for you. You just don't know about them. You know who knows about them? Kent Jones. So if you're sitting in your car right now going, why are you renting? Why are you making that landlord wealthy when it's you that could be, okay? You could be building some wealth. All you got to do is call Kent Jones and let him save you thousands. Work on that mortgage. He can work it out. You think you can't do this? You can. All right? 713-520-5626. He'll give you a scenario quote over the phone. A lot of places won't do that. But the main thing that Kent Jones will do is he'll work his tail off so that you get the best loan perfect for you, and he works it out so he gets you, saves you thousands of dollars at signing and throughout the course of the loan. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com. Tell Kent that you heard it right here.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. Jay Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118, Equal Housing Lender.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 90. You guys got who you want to get in? Let's go. 713-780-3776. Whatever you want to talk about. Deshaun Watson is down again. Deshaun Watson's shoulder problem has him questionable. I'm looking at a tweet right here. The worst trades in NFL history.
God, I can't believe we're talking about this, but is this going to be one of, I mean, is he going to go down in Cleveland lore as one of their most hated players in history?
So, directly or indirectly, the Texans have acquired Will Anderson, Tank Dell, John Mechie, Christian Harris, Damian Pierce, Kenyon Green, Kamari Lassiter, Cade Stover, Xavier Hutchinson, and Thomas Booker. All because, in part, or because, and directly because of Deshaun.
That seems like a lot for the pick. We didn't get that many picks.
Yeah, we didn't get, but we traded some and then moved around and whatever. Whatever the case may be. And he has just basically been, I mean, and how
we
about.
We got rid of him and got C.J. Stroud. How about, you could have stopped right there.
Is it karma for all the guys that were wearing Deshaun shirts that were aggressive against the women?
Well, feels like it.
It feels like there's some karma involved here.
That's one of those, like, why'd you have to, yeah. You don't know what happened in those rooms or whatever, yeah, the case, wherever he was. Like, those people who are saying all that stuff, I'm fine if you want to argue that, well, he wasn't convicted of anything, and this, you know, if you want to have your doubts or whatever, that's, you know, that's fine. That's your opinion. I think it, yeah, but there are a lot of guys who went over the top calling these women hoes, calling the women, you know,
yeah,
just it was they just in general just wanted to be a fan of their football player, their quarterback, and so they attacked the women who were part of the lawsuit. And man, it's just in such bad taste. You can be happy you got a quarterback and just shut up. This is why I don't know why people have to get on social media and give their opinion on everything. You can just think it's bad. I mean, you can think it's great. You can have doubts about the women. You can think this is a setup, whatever. But you don't have to say it. You can just keep it to yourself and tell your friends.
So historically, the Herschel Walker trade was thought to be the worst. Emmitt Smith, Darren Woodson, Alvin Harper, Russell Maryland, Dixon Edwards, a lot of good players.
I'm not sure that one will ever go.
I'm not sure which one is worse, but at the present, because we're recency bias, we're into this one. The Russell Wilson trade, Devon Witherspoon, Charles Cross, Boy Mafe, Derek Hall, Tariq Smith, Drew Locke, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris.
And also you have to mention, you cut him and took a $74 million cap hit.
Yeah,
That's part of it too.
Yeah, right.
With Cleveland, you gave him $230 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's part of that deal.
Yeah.
Is you also gave him a guaranteed contract you can't get out of. But if you're you know what, I'm curious. We've got a lot of fans from around the country who live in Houston. If you're a Cleveland Browns fan, give us a call. I'm curious what your thoughts are on Deshaun currently. You may say, no, we still have a long time to go. I still have hope. You may be really down. 713-780-3776. That's a city that's been pretty jinxed from a football standpoint for a long time, and they finally get, quote-unquote, get their quarterback after drafting Baker Mayfield 1-1, the first pick of the draft. They finally get rid of, thank God we're rid of Baker, which needed to happen. Now we've got Deshaun. Deshaun either is hurt and can't get on the field or was suspended when he's played, he hasn't played well. And how badly is this? How bad is his shoulder?
It's bad. I mean, it shut him down again.
I mean, if you're a Browns fan, does this go down as one of the worst things that's ever happened with the Browns? You lost all these picks, and now you're handcuffed with a terrible contract.
Which is worse, this or the drive?
Well, it's a game. Yeah. I would think Browns fans think the drive is.
Ernest Byner fumbling the fumble
against the against Elway and the Broncos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have to think the drive is, because that's a chance to get to a Super Bowl. And
yeah, but this has set you back how long now?
Well, these are two different things, two different eras too.
Yeah. The 49ers and Dolphins trade, Trey Lance trade. 2021, first used to get Jalen Waddle. The 2022, first used in the Tyreek Hill trade, Channing Tindall, and a 2023 first traded for Bradley Chubb. That's pretty. And Trey Lance played 8 games for San Francisco. Whew, that's pretty bad.
Bad deals.
These are bad deals.
These are bad deals. For the Tunsil deal is not a bad deal, but the Tunsil deal helped to be was somewhat transformative for the Dolphins in terms of what they were able to do. The Deshaun Watson trade has been somewhat transformative for the. I mean, we were borrowing our own pick in the future for part of that, you know, to get Will Anderson. So the indirect thing that you talked about, yeah, they're not all from this trade, but it's hard not to say that the Deshaun Watson trade helped to jumpstart you, because it put you in the need for a quarterback, even though you had to, you know, you really had to scrape through. More importantly, you got rid of a guy who apparently we didn't see it here until the very end, is really more about, is just as about lifestyle as he is about quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that was the case when he first came in. But our quarterback now, it's only his second year, but he appears to really be about ball, about winning at the highest level. So the football character increased tenfold. Let's get a couple Brownie fans on. Let's get Sean on first. Sean is a Browns fan.
What do you say, Sean?
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Look, I'm a Browns fan. I don't love the trade, but we had a great roster and we swung for the fences. So I'm okay with the trade. At this point, the contract doesn't look that bad. It's been surpassed by way bigger quarterback contracts.
Well, in that regard, but you're not getting anything out of them. That would be my concern with the contract, is it eats up the chunk of salary cap and you're not really getting productivity out of them.
That's fair. We don't win anything in Cleveland ever. So, hey, we're going to do whatever we can to try to win something. I mean, we're a heartbroken fan.
I know. My dad coached in Cleveland with Butch Davis, John, for 4 years, and it was – thanks for the call, Sean. I got a taste of Browns fans, and it really is. Like,
I got a taste of them in the stands. They don't care what they say. They don't care. They don't care if there's kids around.
No.
They don't care what they say. It was eye-opening. I was like, wow, you guys are really, really ugly.
Two Browns fans were getting ready to fight each other because one was an Ohio State fan and one was a Michigan fan.
Deshaun,
and I watched it right in front of me, is when Browns played the Eagles and T.O. had this great game. And
Deshaun was back at practice yesterday, but that shoulder ain't going away, brother. That shoulder is not going away for him. He was limited in practice. He's not. And oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw him play last year. I know he was 5-1. He was awful. He was bad. He was really bad.
Yeah.
He has got, I mean, that defense is really, really good. Really
defense
good.
Defense is great.
That defense is
good. All he has to do is manage a game and not turn it over and let the running game go.
Do you trust, I don't know how you can trust him to run your offense. I just don't know how you can trust him to run your offense this year.
He's trying to make a bunch of plays instead of running the offense. He looks so rusty. He just hasn't. Like, if you watch him play, it's nothing like the one we saw with the Texans. Let's get Jacob in here. Jacob's got a comment. What's up, Jacob?
Yo, what up? And what up? What up, 29th Street, Johnny? Hey, looky here. Deshaun Watson is that guy. When the Texans traded him, I was done with them. I was absolutely done. And them girls you talking about, they were trash. You're not the moral compass, especially for brothers. You think we listen to you? Forget about it. But let me tell you something. The Killer Bees pulled up his game by game. Some of you just fought. Five, it doesn't matter. Y'all can have them with white boy quarterback can throw for 10,000 yards, and they losers. Oh, well, he can really. And like, John, when you talking about Richardson, oh, he look awful. Y'all said about all of it. Sorry, the black, we just took that for opposition now. They tried to hail it out from us for so long, but the black, yep. There will be another white quarterback.
Wait a minute. Jacob, did you see Anthony Richardson last night? Did you see him last night?
That's last night.
Yeah, last night. Okay, so wait a minute. When he plays badly, you can't say he's... Wait a minute. When he plays badly, you can't say he sucked that night?
All of them trash. It's over. I'm sorry. Y'all better stick with Stroud, and I've messed with Stroud. So it's over. He only went to that like three. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, he hanging on. He done. Brady out of there.
He's probably the
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. We got Mahomes. We got Burrow. We got Josh Allen. Okay, Whitey's making a comeback, brother. Okay, Whitey is
it's over with, bro. I'm sorry, they won't win another Super Bowl. And you know Patrick Mahomes, brother, is played for the Cubs. He's a brother. He's his white mama. Just
wait a minute. Why can't we? Half of him is white. Why can't we take credit for him?
It ain't paint. This is not paint. That sperm cell was his daddy. Is who he is.
You got Isaiah Hartenstein. That's enough.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
No. But see, this is the difference, Jacob. I'm like happy to have whatever quarterback's really good. You just have to have it be a black quarterback. I don't care. I love good quarterbacks.
I don't care.
There's a white and black quarterback tally that's going on.
Well, there's a meeting after every season to determine where we rank. And Patrick Mahomes, you can't have him, John. He's ours.
No, we got Patrick Mahomes.
Why do you think?
What do you mean pick and choose?
You don't get to pick and choose which biracial player that you
like. Okay, name one that I've said no to.
Steph Curry's not black enough.
Who said that?
You.
No, I've never said that.
You.
You're making that up. I've never said that.
You don't like Team Lightskin, so you don't get any light-skin quarterbacks, though.
Sorry.
You know that.
Team Lightskin, they have their issues beyond sports, but they have been proven to be
some
of the best players of all time.
If you got beef with light-skin,
first of all,
you can't
tell me, white man, who I can and can't have.
Yes.
Okay. So, Whitey's doing it again.
Look at that.
I am pro.
So I get Steph.
I'm pro.
I get Steph. I get Patrick Mahomes.
You don't get Steph.
Yes, I do. You can keep your Josh Allen if you so choose. That's fine. But the first two belong to us.
Josh Allen's not light-skin.
Yeah.
Why'd you include him?
Because Jacob said he's trash. You can have him.
Isaiah Hartenstein.
Josh Allen is trash.
He said it. I didn't say it. Jacob said it.
He said Anthony Richardson's better than Josh Allen.
Oh, my God.
Only because of his racial configuration.
He said you guys are done.
He's awful.
No more quarterback.
By the way, he's awful.
No more white quarterbacks winning.
He had some
really crap.
Can he just sit down and throw with some patient footwork instead of everything falling off? And
stop
like
asking ridiculous questions. The answer is no.
I'm glad we get him first game. You know what? I really am.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to get better as the season goes along. If he stays healthy.
Richardson?
Yeah.
He's a rookie, though.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah. And we get Caleb Williams second. Caleb Williams, by the way, we get him, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys do?
Yeah. Yep.
Why do you guys get him?
Whitey?
I think his mom is white.
You don't even know and you're taking him?
I'm not 100%
sure. Skinned. He looks like
you don't get him. You get your Josh Allen. You get your Justin Herbert.
You get Trey Lance.
You get Trevor Lawrence.
I'll take...
Look, the point is, they
Nobody's
all belong.
Russell Wilson.
Trey Lance, yes.
Nobody wants him.
He's on this side, too.
Yeah. No. You guys will give us Russell Wilson. No.
I'll take Russell.
We'll take Mahomes.
Russ is a Super Bowl winner.
No, we'll take Russell too. We get Mahomes.
No, you don't. You don't get him.
Yeah.
Just stick to what you know. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Let me Google.
Hold on, Josh Allen.
Let me check what Pat Mahomes' mom looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this. Pat Mahomes' mom raised him. They divorced, and whose family did you grow up in? Wherever you grew up and whoever raised you, that's who you are.
That's not true.
That's the rule.
That's it.
That's not the rule.
Yeah.
It's not the rule.
She divorced him in 2006.
What does that have to do with anything?
How old was Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, no, he was just a kid.
Now you get Jackson Mahomes.
He's not a quarterback. Why are you bringing him up? He doesn't play sports.
You guys can have him.
He doesn't play
sports. Racial draft.
Look, you guys can play this game all you want, but stick with the guys you love. You got your Brady's. You got your Burrows. That's cool.
Brady doesn't play
anymore.
Cool,
but he won a lot of Super Bowls. He belongs
now,
to you.
Yeah, we got Joe Burrow.
You got him.
You're right.
So what are you whining? But you got your guys.
You got them.
Joe, you got Elway. You got them all.
Don't let him trick
Marino.
What are you complaining about?
A bunch of guys that don't play football.
But they won. Not Marino, but the other guys won.
C.J. Stroud. I don't think C.J.'s mom is white.
We've done a lot.
Yes,
we got Steve Young.
What are you complaining about?
Right. But
you guys, Jacob.
But you don't get them all now.
Googling everyone's mom.
You don't get them all now.
Look, you guys have had a good run.
Oh, no.
It was 40.
Now, you know what we're taking over next? White corner.
Good luck with that.
Jacob.
Yeah,
the
Jacob.
Days of the black
How
cornerback
about that?
Are
it's
over.
Over.
That's right.
Black cornerback is over.
You know what? You know what?
You see?
You know what NFL teams want?
Do we have Riley Moss. Have you seen him lately? Or
Cooper DeJean?
Cooper DeJean?
Or Ethan Bonner?
Or the guy from Miami?
Ethan Bonner?
Stephen Bonner?
Ethan Bonner.
Ethan? Oh, that's
Ethan.
Terrible.
Ethan.
Oh, Ethan. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Yeah,
Ethan?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's better.
Ethan is a white cornerback.
Yeah. Time to talk Craig DeSerf, white
general
car
sales
guy.
Manager. Yes. Craig really doesn't care about the racial components, nor do I, about who is my quarterback or who his buyers are or who his sellers are. He just wants good people. He wants to make you happy no matter who you are at any point. That's the way it should be. We should want to take care of each other, and Craig DeSerf does that. And this, from a sales standpoint, I was explaining greed to my son Mason. We were having an in-depth discussion, and you know, squeezing everything you can out of something for your own benefit and at the detriment of other people. And Craig DeSerf, his job is to sell cars, but the way he does that, he says there's no reason to have to, you know, treat people negatively to do that. In fact, you can let people have better deals on vehicles, and that's why he starts at such a low number. He starts at a low number for you because he wants you to get the best deal. It's not about maximizing profit on everything. He'll give you a better trade-in value. See, this is a numbers game. He knows that if you are happy on your first vehicle with him, you're going to come back for your second vehicle, your third vehicle, your son's and daughter's vehicle. You'll tell your coworkers. And that's where the success is moving those vehicles off the lot because you're happy and you love it. The new car is nothing better than getting a new car, but it sucks if you're high-pressured and you're put in a position where it's just no fun to buy the car. Get a car with a great price, great trading value, where you feel like you've been taken care of and that you've got somebody who really wants to be on your side with this new vehicle, because a new vehicle purchase is usually so much better. And that's what we're dealing with Craig DeSerf out in Angleton. He is going to take care of you. I promise you, you will not have a negative sales experience ever. Or service experience at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Shop online at LanceZCars.com. They're located in Angleton. That's where you're going to find the people who take care of you like family. It's LanceZCars.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay.
Not a chance.
713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here and go. Anthony Richardson was bad. Pick six, fumble, bad throw. He was bad last night. I am really glad got him in the first. I mean, the Texans defense coming off the edges with those two guys with.
Well, you got to be a little careful. You got to muddle rush him a little bit.
Yeah,
you want him to stay in that pocket.
Yeah, well, you also
stay
want
and throw.
You also want him jittery. You also want
Yeah,
him,
you do.
Yeah.
You do. But a lot of times, you know what you'll get? You know what you'll do? You do the TE. So T is tackle, E is end, E, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A TE twist, when we say that, whichever one I say first, you're the picker. So a T is going to come up the field to the left to try to get the offensive tackle, the defense tackle is, and the E, the end, is going to loop underneath. When you run that blitz,
that's just a stunt, not really a blitz, but right.
Oh, well, the stunt,
right,
yeah.
Right.
So an ET is where the end comes in and bangs down on the guard,
and the tackle starts coming with them, you know, the offense tackle, and then the guard loops, the defensive tackle loops around.
Which it takes not as good because the tackle usually isn't as athletic as the end.
But yeah, but sometimes the picker gets loose.
Yeah.
That's what one of the good things, is that they get angles. But I think you'll see a lot of that with I think you'll see some of that with Anthony Richardson, just because you want to kind of muddle up the pocket and keep him from running. But yeah, he's a guy to me that was a very, very hit or miss prospect coming out. And remember, this is basically his rookie year. So Colts are going to have to really run the ball well, I think, and play great defense. Jacksonville, the more I look at this, I thought the Colts would be number two in the division. But Jacksonville has really done all they can to put help around Trevor Lawrence. As long as he doesn't play bad, and he usually doesn't play bad, he just doesn't play good enough at all. They should be the team that the Texans are battling with. I don't see it being the Titans.
Oh, that movie was Sideways, not that one. Never mind. Sideways was about the wine.
Yeah,
Swingers is different. Sideways. I'm getting my S movies mixed up. 713-780-3776. Jameis Winston wants to get on the show. Let's hear from him. Maybe it's about this black quarterback issue. What do you say, Jameis?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. There's a reason why, Brown GM Andrew Berry brought myself and Tyler Huntley into the QB room. Deshaun Watson injury issues, right, legal issues, playing on the field issues. This team was led to the playoffs last year by Joe Flacco. He's gone. I am the vocal leader of the Browns clubhouse, the locker room, everything. I'm a former number one pick. I can throw 30 touchdowns. I can throw 30 interceptions. My name is Jameis Winston. The Noles got robbed last year.
Thank you, Jameis. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. And good luck out there. And thanks for taking the time to call in. How about that? Jameis Winston just called
Sounds
in.
Sounds like Keith, or is that Keith?
Sounds exactly like Jameis to me.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. That's what Jameis
I thought
like.
It was going to be. I want a W.
No.
This is a different.
It's code switching, but when you hear Jameis, that's usually how he sounds. And so. Does that for the cameras.
Okay.
This is how he actually sounds. And so it was good that Jameis. It was good that Jameis called into the
Thanks
show and
for
told
calling.
Us all about what happened with the Browns last year.
And
he wasn't
Florida
even on the
State
Browns.
Got robbed. Florida State was
Florida
robbed.
State. That's how you know it was Jameis.
Yeah, right.
That's how you know for sure it was Jameis. It's always good when athletes call our show.
Yeah.
It's always good. So
if you're an athlete, call us.
Yeah, if you're an athlete, give us a call and let us know.
Shouldn't you try to do a little bit of an impression? Shouldn't you try? No.
You try to do a Yao Ming impression?
Not as a white man, you shouldn't try.
I've done Yao Ming impressions.
Let's hear it.
I mean, I quit.
Does Wendy like
that job? I'm reformed.
Oh, okay. You've decided not to do it anymore.
I'm reformed, okay? And you're like the devil. Don't want me to take a bite of the apple. Okay?
I'm not the devil.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just you. That's you. He is.
I just simply asked a question.
What are you
going to
do on your little vacation?
Well, hold on. Save it. We got to get to. Oh. I got to keep this show on time.
Oh, okay.
For what reason?
Yeah, what? Since when?
Well, because we have a. You have to do the sounder at the top of the hour to say.
No, you don't.
Where the,
you got
where
it within 5 minutes.
Yeah, within 8:05. Yeah, we can do it.
You got time.
Yeah. I mean, if y'all want to go late, that's fine with me. I'm good. I'm good with going late.
Obviously, we know that.
Okay, run us through what all you're doing on your vacation.
I don't know.
We'll do it after the break. Ready? Time to talk about
it. I mean, I don't even know why it's important either way.
Houston Powder Coaters. Because the people want to know.
They don't.
The people care. Houston Powder Coaters, they care about Houston Powder. They care about Robin. They care about having stuff that looks good. If your stuff is getting all rusty and old, or you need new straps or slings on your patio furniture or your boat parts or your wheels or your bumpers or whatever is metal, whatever it is that's metal. Like some woman had all these little frogs, metal frogs in her backyard, like a bunch of them. And they were starting to get ratty. And that's not, you don't want a bunch of ratty looking frogs in your backyard. So what'd she do? She took them to Houston Powder Coaters. Well, actually, Houston Powder Coaters picked them up absolutely free, brought them to the warehouse, powder coated them, made them look like brand new again. Now it's not nearly as bad. It looks good. Because you've got some good-looking frogs that look like they're new again, as opposed to some frogs that might scare people. So here's the deal. If you're a frog person or whatever it is that you love, that you have that's metal, and it's in your backyard or wherever it is, and it needs to look better, Well, how about this? Go to HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They will take care of it. They'll make it look great again. Your patio furniture, they'll fix it with the strings and the slab, everything. Everything they do it great. They've got 5-star Google reviews. They're great people. You'll love it. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it here. HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.